Hello, good morning, everybody. Here is Ivar Schubert again. Today, I will share with you a topic which is about our weight. Staying focused on a particular goal is not a bad thing, as it will keep you on track and loyal to the plan you set up, but constantly thinking about your weight, it will not get you anywhere. In effect, doing so may even be harmful, as it can create bad habits and increase stress levels. The same happens in the case of thinking about losing weight. So you thought that you need to lose weight, and you started acting accordingly. This is the great news. But if you keep on thinking about your weight, issues will start emerging that can expand the gap between you and your goal. Let me share with you more the reasons that make this aspect bad for you. What is the first reason? You never faced something important about yourself or your life. I remember myself when I was gaining and losing weight in stress situations, when I did not love myself, when I did not accept myself as I am, all the time around, finding to lose my weight very difficult because I did not experience something important for myself. But with a bit of attention and dedication, you'll find goal setting not so challenging. And once the goal is set and the vision of you in the future is created, you need to let it go. And then, when you let go, when you understand that you are good and enough as you are also with your overweight, then you will focus on the action, not at your weight. So you see that the law of attraction can help you get where you want. But constantly thinking about your problem will not get you there. This is the law, and the law does not work the way that if you think about your problem, you will lose the weight. Remember this one. So once you set your wish, you need to set a positive state of mind, an attitude, and work your way toward it, while allowing the law to do its part as well. Not thinking about it does not mean that you are not committed to your goal. It means more than you are using your time and energy on these things that matter for you while looking for solutions. What's the second reason? You need to let the universal law do its job. Why is it not a good idea to constantly think about weight when we are trying to lose some? Besides messing up the way the law of attraction works for you, it will also elevate your levels of stress. And we all know that stress is not good when trying to lose weight. Stress can push you to cheat by making you eat unhealthy foods just for comfort. We also call it with other words, emotional eating. You need to allow your body to sleep well at night, especially if you are working out during the day. Stress and sleeping disorders are two of the main culprits for making so many people gain weight, even if they don't eat that much. So, it's really no point in investing so much energy in focusing on this matter. If you adopt a healthy lifestyle and diet, you will start losing weight. What's the third reason? You don't love yourself. You will need to practice self-love and maintain a positive state of mind if you want to succeed. As what I mentioned before, it's very, very important to be enough, because we all are unique. We all have qualities. Our uniqueness, me and as well you. And you are already enough with all your imperfections, because the word imperfect actually means I am perfect, what Audrey Hepburn said. And when you respect yourself enough to protect your health, when you know that things will change for better, you won't fail at reaching your goal. You need to accept, tolerate, love, and forgive yourself if you want to be happy and at peace with your own person, besides just working out and counting calories. Your mind can do a lot for you, especially when looking to lose weight, but you need to set it right and not push it to think about the same thing over and over again. So start by accepting who you are and realizing that the step you are about to make is extremely important for your health, for yourself and your life. And what's the fourth and the last one? Reason. You'll never lose the weight. You have an unconscious commitment to being fat. People tend to get used to the conditions in which they live, even if they are not always the best or are bad for them. Thus, if you spend most of your life as an overweight person, in spite of the fact that you don't like it, you can't seem to see a way out of the situation. Subconsciously, you may have accepted that this is who you are and that there's nothing you can do to change it. Well, this is completely wrong. This is the same what a lot of women say to me, that after 50, and especially after menopause, you have to gain weight. Wait a minute. How come? Look at me. It's not only that your genes are somehow like this. No, it's also to change your mind, to change your thinking about who you are and what you are also putting in your mouth. How you nourish your body. What you put in will also go out, and also how you will feel. So if you will put only junk food, you will also feel junk. If you put in great food, you will feel great. So then you will manage to unlock the door that will take you to a better future. Change your mindset. You are already great, as you are. And fat is not the way you are, as being overweight is the sum of certain factors. Factors that you can change, which will also shape your life. and future at the same time. The future is yours. If you create the mountains by your obstacles, then you are getting stuck. When you take the right action, you start to nourish your body, you can move the mountains. This was my podcast for today, and I will speak to you next week.